Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
On Saturday, there's a protest in Dublin. There was one last weekend in Cork. Why do I keep thinking today's Friday? Protest on Saturday, and it's in Dublin. And it's, I suppose, against everything, all the austerity measures and all the taxes and the increases in energy and the cost of living. And it's basically about everything. It's not one particular thing. And a lot of the political parties have joined together. Well, some people don't. I support the idea of the political parties being there at all, because they would say one is as bad as the other. But anyway, so you're all welcome to go. It is your right to protest. It is your constitutional right to protest. But I would say to everybody who's going, make sure it's a good protest. The government need to know that you're not happy as citizens with the way things are being run and the way things are being done, and the suggestions going forward in the budget. But I would encourage people, please, please keep it peaceful. Because as soon as it turns into a ruckus, so to speak, in other words, as soon as people start to become violent or abusive in any shape or form, all that will happen is the media, colleagues that I don't associate myself with, will turn it into something that it's not. And they will say, oh, it was full of right-wing head cases. And that's what will happen. And then it'll be just minimised and all the effort that you've gone to will be wasted. So please keep it peaceful and make sure you make your point. Get your placards out and paint your paintings and your signs and everything else. And walk up to the Dáil peacefully and chant if you want to, because that's what you do normally at protests. But please keep it peacefully and respect. Of course, the Garda Síochána will be there to protect. Their job is to keep the peace. I'm sure they don't want to see violence. I'm sure they don't want to be involved in violence. But sometimes that happens at protests when people become... And look, everybody expects at a protest some level of civil disobedience. To some degree. You know, people get a little bit head up and frustrated. But please don't assault anybody. Please don't hit anybody. And please don't abuse people. All right? Keep it a peaceful protest. And then we will make a point, like we did with the water protests. That worked. Or the income tax protest back in the 80s. That worked as well. The pensioners protest, the students protest, all those famous protests we've had in the past, which worked really, really well. You know, strength in numbers, as they say. And I suppose the main reason people want to protest is when we look at the news today. And the UK government has announced an energy price cap for homes in the UK and Northern Ireland, of course, as well. The UK Business Secretary Jacob Rees-Mogg said the energy support scheme would offer households in Northern Ireland the same level of gas and electricity bill support equivalent to the British scheme. The announcement follows the launch of the energy price guarantee for households in the UK, under which typical households will pay an average of €2,500 or €2,860 a year on their energy bill for the next 2 years from October 1st. So essentially what they're doing is they're freezing the price of energy, gas and electricity, for 2 years at what they believe is the average price of usage for a family, which is €2,500 per year, which is probably in around the same as what we would use in this country per year. And that would depend on your circumstances, of course. So it's frozen. So essentially, the cost of electricity and gas is going back to 2020, end of 2020 prices. The scheme limits the price suppliers can actually charge their customers for units of gas and electricity. And the UK government said the scheme will work through electricity, or will work through electricity and gas bills. Energy suppliers will now have to reduce their bills by a unit price reduction of up to 17 pence per kilowatt hour, because at the moment they're charging roughly around 28, I think, per kilowatt hour for electricity, and 4.2 pence for gas kilowatt hour. So in other words, all the bills will all be reduced on October the 1st. The UK government also are giving money as well, on top of that. The UK government said there is no need for households to take any action to receive this support. It will happen automatically. I said this 6 weeks ago and I was told it is impossible. Of course it's possible. So what they will do is the energy companies, if it's costing them money, will automatically pass the government on the cost, and the government will make up the difference. But you will only get a bill for the amount that you would have got back in 2020, 2021. It said the scheme will take effect from the 1st of November, but the government said it will ensure households receive support so they will see the same benefit overall as households in Britain. This is in Northern Ireland, should I say, sorry. In Northern Ireland, they will see the same benefits from 1st of November. But it'll be backdated for their October bills. In Northern Ireland, on top of the cap, they're also receiving £400 sterling, €457 discount on the bills, as well as the price capping. And on top of that, the SDLP have suggested that there should be a 1,000 litre voucher for those who use home heating oil, which is 2/3 of the Northern Irish population, I believe, by the way. For some reason, Northern Ireland uses a lot of home heating oil. Now, we still have a lot of people in this country who use home heating oil. They seem to be forgotten about completely. Nobody's even mentioned them recently. So they will receive, according to the SDLP, what they're pushing for is 1,000 litres of home heating oil for the winter for everybody. The UK have also introduced plans to introduce a cap on wholesale energy bills for businesses across the rest of the UK and said the parallel scheme will be also be established in Northern Ireland. And Liz Truss says they will be putting on energy price caps of between £2,500 and £2,800 for average yearly use. Meanwhile, for us, one of the key measures that have been floated about by multiple ministers in recent weeks is additional energy credits. The old 200 quid they flung at you. You know, this kind of thing, it's like gaslighting, isn't it? You know, feed you a few breadcrumbs every now and again. Ah, that's great, 200 quid. So a total of three 200 euro energy credits have been proposed, with Green Party leader Eamon Ryan indicating that one will be applied before Christmas. Ah, isn't that nice of them? So while you're struggling to pay your bills, and your bills have tripled probably over the last 2 years, the government before Christmas, the toughest time of the year to heat your home and light your home, will throw you 200 quid. There you go. That'll take you. Be grand. That'll do it next year. The next one will be given, obviously, the start of next year and right through to the spring. Now, Sinn Féin has said energy prices should be frozen and pegged back to levels they were at last June. In other words, suggesting we should do the same as the UK. Although, the party leader, Mary Lude, said that, you know, direct cash payments should be linked to income. This would see somebody who earns less than 21,000 a year receiving a 500 euro payment, according to Sinn Féin, while those on 40,000 would just get over 400, and so forth and so such. And I heard Mary Lou, I'm sure I heard her say the other day, 70,000 would be the maximum that she would like to target those that cash payment to. So, taking it that the Irish government are going to, you know, leave us kind of going up the Swanee with no paddles, essentially, and that looks like what's going to happen. You're not going to get a price cap, although other countries are doing it. France have done it as well. Many other countries are doing it now as well. But Ireland are not going to do it. They're going to just throw you 200 quid every now and again. And by the way, what a complete waste of time, because even if there is 200 quids thrown at us over the next 8 months or 9 months, sure, all that's going to happen is the energy prices are going to go up anyway. So that'll make up for it. So the question is, should it be targeted? Because Sinn Féin believe it should be targeted. In other words, and I've heard as well, they're going to pay out a double payment, a suggestion. That hasn't happened yet, but in the budget, a double payment for child benefit for this year, for the end of this year, to help with the cost of living crisis. But what happens if your child doesn't qualify for child? What happens if you say you have two children in the house are in college, or they're over 18 and they've left school? What? You're on your own, pal. This is just crazy. Anyway, should the energy credits be targeted to those who earn under 70,000 rather than it being a universal payment? Because it is what it is. Should it be targeted? So do you believe those who earn more should get nothing and those who earn less should get everything? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should it be a targeted payment or a universal payment? Let me know. 087-188-0008. By the way, it breaks my heart to do this topic. Absolutely breaks my heart because I don't agree with it. Just letting you know. Pauline, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Pauline?
Hello, Niall. How are you? I haven't spoke to you for a while.
Nice to talk to you, Pauline.
Oh, these people are getting on my nerves. I'm going back into when I was a young girl. I used to work in a hospital. I'll give you just a small thing about it.
Yeah.
And we used to light fires. They had to get fires in the hospital. They had no central heating, no nothing. And we used to have to get coal to the rooms. Now, a bloody hospital was always freezing. But in hindsight, that was what they used. And you know, right, I suppose everything has changed and central heating came in and people thought it was great.
I'm sorry, Pauline, for interrupting, but I'm just thinking about the logic. Fires in hospitals.
I used to have to carry the damn thing up. Sometimes the lift never worked. And I was only about 14 at the time, you know. But anyway, besides that, that's where I worked for a long time in those hospitals. But what I'm saying is, and we had a lot of smog and smoke, and I'm glad they got rid of some of the things that I do agree with, that was not suitable for our lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I'll just give you a small thing which I told your researcher. My son works in Switzerland. I'm not going to say who he works for because I don't want him identified. And you remember all the, when it opened up, all these people ran to the Europe. They were going to Europe, all you know, to sort out the climate change and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says they were flying in jets from everywhere.
Yeah.
And not alone that, they were partying.
Oh, these are the summits they had, the EU summits.
And he had
to,
he was at them because he had to be there, part of the company he works for, you know.
Yeah.
But he said, second name and Ryan was running around smiling. Oh, he couldn't have smiled any better.
Yeah. Well, he's usually either sleeping or smiling, one or the other.
He was happy with what he was getting into. And they were talking about the way things were going. I won't even go into what they were saying. But my son said that his blood was boiling. He wanted to go and scream at him, but he couldn't go.
Of course, not
he
his had job. To
it was his job. But he said that this is what their plans are, and they're going to get worse before it gets better, because they're still going on about so many. And this is what I want to know now: how many people die in this country? So far, we've never had a major flood. Yes, we'll have a few floods in the country, and why does that happen? Because they build on them, and when they build on certain land, land is swampy.
Yeah,
and I know that because my ex-husband had a lot of land in Cavan, and most of it is bog. You know.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. So, as I said, when you build on something like that or near that, you're going to have certain
floods. Yeah, you have to take into consideration the groundwater and the level
and
that you're at.
And then where animals are on land as well, and they have to have drainage. So you'll have that sort of thing. But
getting back, and by the way, it's wonderful to hear all that, Pauline, I have to say.
No, but what I'm getting back to is, like, we've had that over the years, and we're not really sinking in water. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, not yet, hopefully.
Not yet. Yeah. And I hope, like, in my grandchildren's life, like, but no matter what way we look at this, this is all about profit and money and taxes. This is not just about climate change. And my major thing I was looking at, I said it to a couple of my friends, and they kind of agreed with me. We send an awful lot of bloody rockets and science things going up to the space. Do you not think that's affecting the atmosphere?
Oh, I don't know about that, Napoleon. That's like something I would have heard in a train station in the 1970s when I heard two fellas talking about the Russians sending satellites into the space.
No, seriously.
But Pauline,
I really feel that.
No, okay. And everybody has a view on it. But Pauline, in relation to the actual measures the government are bringing in the budget, so you're a pensioner, are you?
Yeah, I am. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm not looking forward to it, no.
No, I'm sure you're not, because it's going to be tough for everybody this year. So do you believe the measures, the money that they're going to give out, do you believe it should be targeted? In other words, should people, say, on pensions, or people on welfare, or the people on low income, should they get more than somebody who earns, say, 50,000?
No, I think it should be evened out. But to be honest, Niall, I don't think it should be money we should be getting. They should be going in and sorting something out with these companies. You know, like,
okay, so capping the price of it is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Rather than the bills going up at all, it should be just capping the price.
Because if you think about it, if they give you 200, your bill is going to be 500 anyway.
Yeah, well, the bills are probably just going to go up again either way.
You're still going to be paying a lot more than you were paying before. So,
and have you noticed your bills going up?
No. Oh, yes, I have. And I mean, I don't turn on. I mean, you've got to remember, we were in the summer, so we didn't use much. Do you know? And you wouldn't be using it. But I do have to use gas for hot water, because I like to wash my dishes and stuff in a bit of hot water. I tell you one thing.
Pauline, I could talk to you all day, I swear to God.
You can either turn on the bloody kettle, or you can either turn on the gas. But I turn it on for about 20 minutes and hope for the best. But with my system, I live in a council.
I don't have time, Pauline, to go into your heating system and how it works and everything else. But I do get the point that you're making, that it costs you a lot of money.
You know what I mean? Because the plumbing is all different.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to, even if I went to the council, they just couldn't do it.
No, I get
because
that. Yeah.
And it's no matter how you look at it. But all I can say is, these people are ripping us off left, right, and centre, and it suits them. And they're just like big shots, and they won't. They don't give us. They don't see the.
Do they care about you? Do you think they care about you, Pauline?
You're a name and number. I always said that, and I stick to that. That's what you are in any company: a name and number. I even said it to my son that works for them, but he has a good boss, you know.
And tell me, when you said you're worried about Sorry, Amy, I'll be with you in a second. But when you say you're worried coming for, or into the winter, obviously the bills are going to go up. What are your main worries as a pensioner and on a pension?
I've got arthritis and I need heat. I normally would turn around for an hour in the morning, an hour and a half, and I'd go out for a stroll or a walk during the day. Now, in the days when it's miserable and slippy, you're not going to go out in those days. Do you know what I mean?
So you put it on.
You're going to put it on. So I know my bills are going to be so high, and I'm worried that old people, and I'm not that old, but anyone older, I'm with the friends of the elderly, and I'm looking at some of those who are much older. Probably they won't be here next year.
Yeah.
With the way things are going. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get
you. They'll die with the cold. And that's what will happen.
And are you going to be now conscious during the winter? And you shouldn't have to be like that. But are you going to be conscious how often you turn on your heating? Because it'll cost you. Yeah, because it'll cost too much.
I think about it. Now, I have to say I'm being a bit smart. I got a stove in a couple of years ago because in the council places you have a fire. And I have a bit of stuff out there. And you know what? I'm going to use it now until it burns out. And then I can't get any more because you can't get people to deliver stuff to you anymore. But that'll do me. And I hope that I might just get away with that.
Well, hopefully you will. And you'll have to sit close to it, I imagine.
For this year, anyway.
Yeah. Do me a favour. Stay there, Pauline, just for a second. Stay with me. I want to go to Amy as well. Amy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good, yourself.
Isn't it nice? It's lovely to hear in one sense, but terrifying to hear in the other sense, Amy, when you hear older people like Pauline, who's worked all her life, and she's terrified to use her heating or to keep herself warm because she's worried about the bills.
Yeah, no, it's shocking to hear. It shouldn't be happening.
No. So do you believe it should be targeted? Because that's what the government that's what Sinn Féin would like to do. Although the government really are not doing very much, and they're not going to do very much for us. But do you believe it should be targeted, whatever they do?
Yeah, it should be an opt-in service. You know, you're not going to have people that are on 100 grand a year looking to claim 200 quid. You know, you might have the odd one, but the majority of people aren't going to, opt in to get 200 euro. You know, or it should be something, the revenue can pull calculations of, you know, all the PPS numbers that they have, you know, who is on X amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that's under a certain amount of money should be getting...
I don't know how well that works, because you take, say, a husband and a wife who are both working, say one is a guard and one is a nurse, right? Mm-hmm. And between the two of them, let's say they're pulling home 85,000 a year between the two of them, right? Which wouldn't be unreasonable, right? But they have a mortgage, you know, they might have three kids, they might have two cars because the two don't have to go to work. So their bills would be a lot higher than somebody who was on, say, 27,000, who was probably getting a HAP scheme because they're under 35 grand, if they're renting maybe, who are probably getting, you know, a family income supplement, who are probably getting different benefits. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not fair to work it out like that. They wouldn't have a mortgage probably if they're on that kind of money. So people set up their lifestyles differently depending on how much they earn. So that money might be valuable to everybody.
Yeah, no, as I say, the opt-in service, I think, would be beneficial. You know, you have the Green Party that are constantly, you know, trudging people to try get, you know, better, you know, things for the environment. There's the solar panels there that you can get a grant for. Why aren't they increasing that grant? Why aren't they putting the money into that and help people get renewable energy?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, Electric Ireland are due to start issuing payments to homeowners in the next 2 months, where an oversupply of power that households have had that have been...
That are putting them back into the grid again, yes, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, why, instead of throwing, you know, 200-300 euro or, you know, 600 quid at people, you know, increase the grant by 600 quid. Give it to people where... It can, you know, or have people pick the option. You know, some people might be in rental accommodation, landlords don't want.
Should they cap the price of it? Because now capping the price costs money, because it means the government have to pay the extra, so to speak. So the suggestion already by People Before Profit, and I suggested a long time before People Before Profit did, that if we cap the price based on the usage in Ireland between business and residents, we're looking at approximately 3 billion for a year. That we could cap it at the prices we paid back in 2021. And the British have just done it for 2 years. So why can't we?
Like, the other thing I'd say about that is, as you pointed out there, it's going to go back to the government. So there's nothing to stop the energy companies actually increasing their costs and the government just having to foot the bill. So that then in turn means, where are the government going to get the money, which means extra taxes, you know, reduced money going to the likes of the healthcare system. You know, it'll have a knock-on effect. You
well,
know?
we could pull 50 or 60 billion out of the hat for COVID, you know, and...
Yeah.
To a lot of people, you know, who trying to pay their bills, I mean, to a lot of people, this is as bad. I mean, this is a crisis for people. I mean, they just have no... I know the amount of people I've spoken to over the last couple of months, Amy, and they have no money at the end of every month. No money. The money they used to have, and they'd always have a couple of quid left at the end of the month, you know, for a rainy day, that's all gone because the bills are costing them 20 and 30% more than they ever did before. So their wages essentially have been cut by
20%. Yeah, like the... They're saying the prices are increasing because the supply isn't there. You know,
the cost of producing food and the cost of producing everything has gone up because the energy cost has gone up.
If there is more renewable energy out there, if that's where they start.
And I couldn't agree with you more. But at the moment, we don't have that. And we can't set that up overnight. I mean, realistically, the way I look at the future is we should have more nuclear energy, more wind energy, more solar energy, all those kind of things. And we could move away eventually from fossil fuels if that's what people want to do. But we don't have that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard somebody on the radio this morning arguing about, you know, putting climate change on hold. I completely agree with them. We should put climate change on hold. This is more important right now. You know, to do this to sort this out over the next 2 years while we're getting everything else in place is not going to affect the life of the planet that much. It's only going to be a little bit of a hold up.
Yeah, no, completely. They're definitely they're not targeting in the right places. Like, there should be no person that's worked all their lives at home and able to put on the heating, you know, to keep themselves warm. They're, you know, supposed to be enjoying the end of their life.
Absolutely. I mean, and I just don't know. I mean, I feel so sorry for Pauline. Still there, Pauline, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yes, yeah, so you're probably listening to the radio station. I was listening this morning. There was and they were arguing with each other over.
That's right.
And you know what? I can't stand your man anyway. I do like the
I know. Don't mention his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about. I know that I was listening to the same argument.
He'd be with what's his name? Eamon Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I swear they play golf together.
He was kind of more or less suggesting that people are selfish. By suggesting that by putting climate change on hold, that we're thinking of the now and not the future. But of course, Pauline, you're thinking of the now. You know what I mean?
Of course we are.
Because,
and,
I mean, it's how you're affected
the day,
right now.
It's not going to fall apart with it. I mean, they have worked, you know. I mean, they've done all this.
Lighting an old fire in the next, you know, 6 months is not... And if elderly people lighting fires and people using diesel just for the time being and we get everything together is not going to make a huge amount of difference to the life of the planet, for God's sake.
I think during lockdown, they had all this planned in lockdown. They had enough time to think about it and they knew what was coming down the road and they were going in. It's like kind of an explosion, but it's not actually affecting us to burn us, but it's actually going to cost us.
Absolutely. And Pauline, you're right. I don't like him either. Okay, the number is 087-188-0008. That was on her side. 087-188-0008. Thank you to Amy as well. Right. Oh, excuse me. So the question we're asking you is, should the money that the government have proposed in the budget, they haven't agreed on it yet, things could change based on what in England or Britain have done today. Just to remind you, by the way, what Britain are doing again, and this will apply in Northern Ireland as well, what they're doing is capping the prices at prices roughly around the end of 2021, and that means they'll have to reduce all the electricity bills. On top of that, they're giving money as well. In Northern Ireland, for example, they give them an extra 400 or and 1,000 litres of heating oil if they need it. So they're capping it and they're giving money. We're just giving you 200 credit before Christmas. It's not going to really work well with people anyway. But do you believe it should be targeted? Sinn Féin said it should only be given to people who actually really need it, those on lower income, and the amounts should reduce. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should it be targeted? And keep WhatsApping. Here's some of your WhatsApp audio messages that are coming in. If you want to send one, by the way, just click on the little microphone on WhatsApp down the bottom. Send us a voicemail like this one.
How are you, Niall?
Oh, yeah.
Just on the targeted measures.
Yeah.
It depends on what targeted means.
Yeah.
If it's targeting people that, say, a household where there's two people in the house and they've never worked a day in their lives and they're on the scratcher,
yeah.
Well, then, no, I wouldn't be on for giving them 1,000 litres of oil or capping their bill to the minimum amount because they're on social welfare. What about the people that are working normal day-to-day jobs, you know, bringing home a take-home pay of €600 or the industrial wage, paying a mortgage, putting a couple of kids through school, what about them? Will they feel the full benefit? Because they're the people that need it the most now. Thanks a million.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Mind you, by the way, you've mentioned there, you know, about capping. They're not going to cap anything in this country. That's in the UK I was talking about, Northern Ireland. It's like Christmas up there in Northern Ireland and the UK. They're getting actually a little bit more in Northern Ireland, realistically, because they'll be, as well as the capping, they're getting £400 sterling in November. And they're also, if you have home heating oil, which most people in Northern Ireland do, 2/3, they're getting 1,000 litres of oil for free.
How are you, Noel? People need to, you know, find out from the local TD what are their intentions. Are they going to, do they support this climate scam that's destroying the country? You know, ask your TD and don't vote for them. Go for an independent or something who's, you know, sensible. But these people in power, they're not serving the people and they're serving themselves. And democracy in this country is tainted by them. So I'd advise people, and please God they will, don't vote for any of these climate scam heads because they're destroying Ireland. Good luck.
Climate scam heads. Well, I suppose that depends on your view on climate change, etc., etc., etc. But by the way, just let me mention, by the way, what's the story with 1,000 litres of oil? That's in Northern Ireland. Because of Northern Ireland, by the way, maybe somebody can answer that for me. I don't know why there were 2/3 of the households in Northern Ireland use heating oil. Heating oil would be less popular than gas, I suppose, in the south, since many, many years ago, I suppose, we brought in natural gas here. I think a lot of people used to work off oil and coal. But anyway, yeah, the SCLP have suggested the 1,000 litres of oil. And let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick? Patrick, are you there? Okay, no Patrick. Mark, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Noel.
Good. Mark, I mean, look, Liz Truss is certainly, you know, throwing out a few nice carrots there at the moment. Isn't she keeping people happy with, you know, all her plans and her promises?
She is. She's getting a lot of votes and she's hitting the right buttons, I think, at the moment. Whether that will continue is another thing, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's not over
well,
here.
Well, it's certainly, I'm glad now that she's Prime Minister, because Rishi Sunak wasn't promising any of this.
No, well, you know, you go, what bad apple do you choose? That's the thing, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, this is it, yeah. This depends on your views on life, doesn't it? So anyway, yeah. Look, it's a good plan. They're going to cap it, and they're also going to give a few quid as well towards it to make sure the prices don't go up again. And Ireland, really, £600 between now and next spring, three 200 quid credits. That's the plan so far.
It's not just really a enough, token. It's just a token gesture, as always. For some reason over here, they seem to get away with what they want to do, and there's no one that can do anything about it, it seems. And no one wants to put their neck on the line and lose jobs for doing anything about it. I mean, even, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it should be going to every single household, not the people, let's say, that need it. It shouldn't be targeted, not at all, because the working class in this country are never targeted. It's always the, I wouldn't say lower income, the unemployed, the people who are given, you know, sort of cheap houses to live in, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The working class are the backbone of this country, and we get squat diddly. And,
the squeezed middle, isn't that what they call them? The squeezed middle.
We never get anything. Everyone else, we're paying for everyone else. Even the refugees coming in. We are paying for everyone else. And it's always the working class that are hit the most, not the people who unfortunately are out of work. They seem to be okay because they're the ones with the nice cars. They're the ones that go on holiday. Well, the rest of us can't afford these luxuries. I mean, even Heather Humphreys, the other, you know, not so long ago, she came up with the extra needs payment, the ENP. But I tried to apply for that. Not a chance.
Remind me again, my medical
card was refused this year because they're not even taken in effect of the everything gone up. You know, their margins, I'm sure, are still the same as last year. And I can't understand why I didn't get it this year, but I'm not getting it this year. And I can only think it's because of all the people that are coming into the country. And, you know,
there was a lot of medical cards given out this year because As you know, well, they, as you know,
yeah,
Ukrainian refugees
absolutely.
Who committed the crimes were given a medical
card. Were on it previously, and they've raised the barrier, and there's an awful lot of people that did get it that are not no longer getting it that need it.
Okay, so your argument is that okay, you might have a job earning 40 grand a year, or you know, or 35,
or 50 even,
or 50, 60. but you might have a mortgage, and you might have three kids, or a kid in college,
like I said earlier. You've got maybe two cars.
Yeah,
you know, like, I know loads of people, myself included, that had to move out from where they live or where they work because they wanted a house, but that means you can't get into work necessarily. So there's all these extra little bits and bobs.
Yeah, it's about lifestyle, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
Yeah, and also, by the way, the very fact, by the nature of the fact that you're getting 40 or 50 grand a year, you're not entitled to anything for free.
No, you don't get squat diddly.
Yeah.
You get squat diddly.
Okay, so we believe if there is 200 quids being thrown at people, it just seems like a paltry amount of money.
It is
gaslighting. I've no doubt about it. But anyway, look, as I said, it pains me to do this topic today because I should be talking about the fact that the government are saying in the budget they're going to cap the price the same as the UK because that's what we should be doing. But we're not doing that for some reason. We're just going to gaslight people and give them 200 quid every now and again, make them feel better about themselves. And that's not going to make a difference because the energy companies have already announced that there will be more price increases. So it'll only match the new price increases anyway.
Yeah,
so
and all of these, nothing that you apply for that they're saying, oh, you can apply for this if you're on low income, you can apply for that if you're on a low income. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a token gesture, but they're not going to do anything about it because they're not taking in consideration fuel is more expensive, food is more expensive, cost of living, everything. They're not taking it in that.
I know it's breaking people's wage packets at the moment. I know it is. And I know the feeling. Everybody's feeling the same way about it. Patrick, but stay there, Mark. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Very quickly, Patrick, before we go into the break. Do you believe it should be targeted to those who need it more, Patrick? Huh. He seems to be gone again. Are you there, Patrick? Nope. Not a sign of him. All right, I'm going to go to a break anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. See, there's a kind of level of psychological gaslighting going on here in the country at the moment because I'll give you an example. So I go to a garage, which is one of the cheapest garages I'm aware of, which is out here at East Wall, on the East Wall Road. I'm not too sure if it's, is it Circle K? Actually, I think it is Circle K. Yeah, is it now? Which one is it? I'm trying to remember which one. Yeah, but it's down there on the East Wall Road. I mean, it's like for diesel, I think it's only 180. When it was dearer everywhere else, it was cheaper there, and it still is. So I go down there, and as I'm putting fuel in the car, instead of me costing 120 to fill the car, which was what it was costing, go back a month ago, it's 100. And I feel happy about that. I'm still being ripped off, not by the garage, but by the fuel companies. I'm still being ripped off, but I feel better about being ripped off. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's a psychological thing, because Kathleen, you're on Ireland Classic Hits Radio. Kathleen, you got your energy credit back in March, and I suppose you thought it was handy, did you?
Yes, hi, Niall. I did, actually. Yeah, hi, Niall. Basically, I got me €200 for the electricity, which was grand. But unfortunately, now I got another electricity bill, which I'm still in a bit of credit, but not much.
Oh, okay.
Now, my fear now will be... I have an electricity bill coming. That'll be coming in November now.
Okay.
So I don't have a clue what it's going to be. But
you'd hazard a guess. It's going to be expensive. It's
going
to be expensive.
It's
whatever it is.
It's going to be expensive now. But my fear is now that I have a prepaid meter. Okay, I've had it since I moved into my apartment here, and that's already topped that up. Normally, we top it up in the summer months because there's a daily charge of 17 cents every day. So, you know, if your gas runs out, you know, and you have the central heating or whatever, you know, use the gas quite a lot during the summer for your water and bits and pieces. But I'm okay with that, you know. So I just say, okay, I'll put an extra 20, you know, I'll do it that way. But I know that it's going to be... I think all I can say to you on this score now is that if you get a certain amount of money and you do a budget, you know, I've always tried to budget my money, and I think that if you stick to that budget rigidly, it can be very boring. But You know, at least but if it's you all know well what and you good. Have going out.
Yeah, but it's all well and good you sticking to a budget. And everybody yeah. should have a budget. We should all try and control our spending to some degree. But in saying that, when the price keeps going up and you can't keep up with it, you know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah, the food, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed, you know, you go to the supermarket, it's costing you more, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not even, I'm only thinking about the gas and electricity. I haven't even, I can understand you talking about the fuel, you know, for your car. I mean, I'm fair play to you that, you know, you're getting ripped off, but you're going to somewhere that's the cheapest you can get.
But you're still being ripped off.
But you're still being ripped off with taxation, aren't you?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, this time last year, or maybe a year and a half ago, I'd have filled the car for 65. Do you know what I mean? 70 maybe, right? Now it's costing me nearly twice that. So nearly 120 now. So, and I use quite a lot of diesel because I go out to Belfast a lot. So, what I'm saying to you is, even though I'm being ripped off, I'm not being ripped off quite as much. It kind of brings a smile to my face because there's some sort of psychological feeling to this.
Yeah.
It's like they're preparing everybody to get used to paying more anyway. So, you know, just the point I'm trying to make. So, in other words, I believe the government could be doing more for you and for people like you.
Well, I think Britain is, Well, I mean, you know, I think Liz Truss maybe...
She's doing a lot more than the Irish government are doing, that's for sure.
She is, but remember, she's only in the door, you know?
Oh, yeah, she's looking for popularity there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, by the way, any government that's listening today, they can buy my popularity. I don't mind. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're an Ireland Classic kid. How are you doing? Hang on 2 seconds, Kathleen. Just let Alan say what he wants to say, because I'm running out of time rapidly here. Sorry, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, how are you? But I agree with what they're doing there. They're doing their typical thing here now. This is political nonsense. So 200 euro for everyone. There's going to be an election coming soon. This is what they're trying to do.
Well, 200 quid is not going to win them a seat.
No, but sure, you give someone a fiver on their pension or a fiver on their social welfare and they shut them out pretty quickly in this country.
Right, okay.
It's always about what hike can I get for myself and a little fiver. They do this every
few breadcrumbs. Just throw out a few breadcrumbs.
That's all they do. And the more people put up with it, a lot of these taxes we're now seeing, this is all green taxes put on everything. That's driving the price up. So when anyone rings and says, oh no, it's the Ukraine war, it's not. A lot of this is green taxes.
But no, we've had an energy crisis since before the Ukraine war. Don't get me wrong, that certainly compounded the problem. But we've had an energy crisis before that.
Well, let's not forget, the Green Party didn't want us taking a gas out of Cork. They were trying to shut that down 2 years ago. And if we didn't have that now, we'd be in more trouble.
You do know, by the way, the Green Party are insisting in this budget that we increase the green tax.
Yeah, but because they have the other two numpties by the tail. That's how desperate Radcliffe is and Micheál Martin is to hold on to power, that they're allowing Eamon Ryan, Sleepy Ryan.
With 3% of the vote. 3%. Yeah.
So people need to get out off their asses on the streets and let's bring the place to a
Look, there is a protest if people want to protest. It's on Saturday. I don't know whether you'll be going along, Alan, will you?
Not where politicians are involved. Politicians need to shut their mouth to keep out of it because...
Yeah, I would agree, by the way. There's a few political parties involved in Saturday's protest, and I would strongly urge them not to be there because I don't think it's the place for politics. You're right.
That's all they're doing. And you often have a few of the champagne posters on there talk about housing the whole time when they're living in nice big houses themselves. So.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. I think certain politicians, and a lot of politicians should stay away from the protest. I think the protest is for the people and not for the politicians, because I believe one is as bad as the other, to be honest. They're all equally lining their own pockets.
Hi, Niall. Low-paid workers say between 25 and 30,000, which is not much more than what social welfare recipients are getting at the moment, are entitled to nothing, like not even this fuel allowance that they're after bringing in, or the exceptional needs payment. I mean, I don't think that's very fair. Us worker bees, we get absolutely nothing. They're going to look after the squeezed middle now, and as usual, the social welfare. So is it really worth your while working? You know, it's not an incentive at all to get yourself out there and contribute. And everything's just being handed over and we're getting nothing in return.
I get the point you're making. And by the way, I only spoke to somebody very recently who was on a HAP scheme, and they were saying to me that if they took a job, which they were offered, and it would take them over earning a certain amount. They're working part-time at the moment. If they went full-time, they would earn too much money and wouldn't get the HAP scheme, so it wouldn't be worth it. In other words, because they're already getting the HAP scheme, it would discourage them from actually taking a job. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me just go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Not too bad, then. How are you?
Good. Now, Patrick, your situation is not good at the moment, is it?
No. Not by a long shot. No.
Okay, so explain to me what's happened or how you got to the point you're at now.
Well, it's just the price of things. There's five kids and myself and the missus at home.
Right, okay.
Two of the kids have asthma. One is ADD. So they're not on medication and everything else.
Right, okay.
And we got a building from Energia. It's €400 for 2 months.
Okay.
Now, how they came up with that? And about a week after the bill came out, they rang us. They rang me to threaten me that my power will be cut off if I don't have that bill paid.
Now,
so I told them that the bill, I'm paying what I can.
Well, that's all you can do. And by the way, now, in relation to them cutting you off, they're not going to cut you off. Because
I told them that it was already out in the news that the government already said it, that they can't.
Now, but what you do have to do is engage, right? Okay,
yeah,
so,
and that's what I've done with them.
Yeah, so once you engage with them and once you offer to pay something, and if they're not happy with that, then you can go to MABS if you want to.
Yeah.
And MABS will look after it for you. They'll be on your side and they'll be looking after it for you, but they cannot cut you off.
Yeah, and I told him that, and he turned around and just said, no, that's lies.
Well, it's not lies. He needs to look at the legislation.
Yeah, I said to him, I said, you're not trying to have fool. I said, some people are my father, but I'm not going to. I said, because I can pay.
Did you tell him you heard it on the Niall Boylan show first?
Oh, I told him I was coming on to tell you.
So you got a kind of threatening letter, did you?
No, a phone call.
Oh, they actually rang you?
They rang me, yeah. The phone call, they did. They ring me on private number, as they do, like, so you don't...
Oh, I thought they'd send you out at least a letter for saying, listen, you're overdue in your payment, you're in arrears, you better pay it or we're going to cut you off in 10 days or something, or whatever they normally say.
No, and I said to him then about not a prepay meter that you top up yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, well, we do it, but we don't want to tell customers about it because we don't want them having them.
Right, okay. Well, it's to be honest, at this moment in time, it's probably not a good idea to move to a prepaid meter because the rates on prepaid meters are quite a lot higher than they would on bills. So it's probably not a good... I mean, it's good for managing your money, don't get me wrong, but it's probably not a good idea in your situation.
No, we had them before. No, we had them before.
And things are tough, I assume, Patrick. Are you working?
I work part-time at night. I don't drive in bus.
Yeah.
I was working for the last 4 years and... my contract was up, and over the pandemic, it just didn't come back.
Okay.
So,
sorry to hear that.
Like that, I have, as I said, the five kids at home, and
that's tough. It's tough. You have to pay for everything.
And as you were saying earlier on with the oil, we have oil.
And oh yeah. So no, and nobody. By the way, nobody's mentioned the oil.
Talking about it. No.
No. Now, I know Northern Ireland, the SCLP, have suggested 1,000 litres of oil free, a voucher for 1,000 litres of oil for the winter for everybody. So, I mean, but there's been nothing suggested here about a heating oil in this country. So how are you going to fill that?
I don't know. I don't know because there's nothing in my oil at the moment, and we're lucky that the weather hasn't gone too cold yet. But I'm going to have to try and get it because, as I said, I've a couple of kids that have asthma.
And do you have an open fire even you can use for the time being?
No, it's a council house and they had to close up the open fires.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, so I can't even get a bag of coal. I can't.
There's going to be bonfire out the back garden next week.
Basically, yeah.
Right. And I suppose it must be, with the cost of getting five kids back to school, I know you might get the back to school grants and stuff like that, it might be a bit of a help for you.
I don't know, but it doesn't...
It doesn't pay for everything. No, not at all.
No.
The cost must be astronomical.
It's astronomical. And the shopping, even the shopping alone for the week, I think it costs us €140-150 just for basics.
Well, that's getting away lightly if you've got five kids.
Yeah, that's just basic. So I'm saying that now we'll probably go to the shop a couple of days after for more bread, more milk.
Yeah, you wouldn't be living life as a king now with that kind of 140 quid for your groceries. You wouldn't, not in this country.
No, that's basic feeding. Like,
I'm sorry, you're having a tough time, Patrick. Things will only get better, as they say.
Hopefully.
But I just don't know how you're going to heat your home for the winter.
That's what I'm worried about. That's all but myself, my wife, I'm worried about.
How old are the kids, by the way? How old is the youngest?
The youngest, she's just gone 1.5. She's sitting in the back seat there, warning me.
I can hear.
and the rest of them, there's a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 14-year-old.
Okay, so 14-year-old, they're all quite young.
Yeah, and the 14-year-old's in secondary school in fourth year, which is transitioning, which is not cheap at all.
Yeah, but you can't have them cold either, you know what I mean?
No, this is the thing. You can only put so many blankets on it.
Yeah, I know. So you've no oil at all in the tank at the moment?
No, okay. No, not a bit. And as I said, I don't know when I'll go to be a bit.
Maybe the price of it's ridiculous. It's three times what it was this time last year.
It's madness. We rang up and we were saying how much for 300 litres even just to get us through for a few months. That's nearly €600.
I know, yeah. Crazy.
I could fill my tank for that 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, you could have got the 1,000 litres for that 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know,
it's frightening, Neil. It's worrying.
It is worrying. Well, look, the powers to be, they listen to Radio 2, and I hope they hear. I want them to hear stories like yours and like Pauline and Kathleen and everybody else that was on today so far.
Everyone has seen this.
You know, because that's what matters is stories like yours. 200 quid is not going to do you any good between now and Christmas.
No. Oh, God, no, that wouldn't...
No.
Because even to give me the 200 quid, the electricity company will put that up by that much anyway.
No, of course, probably will, yeah. Probably will. All right. Okay, listen, Patrick, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air.
Thanks a million, Niall. Thank you.
All right, okay. Loads of people, by the way, now texting in about heating oil. I didn't realise so many people had heating oil. And you're all right. The government have said nothing about heating oil. Now, I know the excise duty... Well, there isn't the same excise duty on heating oil anyway, is there? But they've said nothing. People are trying to fill their heating tanks. He mentioned there 600 quid for 300 litres. This time last year, you would have filled the tank for that. You would have got 1,000 litres probably for that. So I don't know what they're going to do to help those people, because not everybody uses gas and electricity. Some people use oil. What are you going to do, lads?
Hi, Niall. Loving the programme. I'm on the minimum or the maximum disability pension. My wife does work. But we are not very wealthy at all. And over the last few months, the costs have got outrageous. And we can't afford over €1,000 to heat the house in oil. We just can't. So we're going to do without it. Every person under 40 grand or 45 grand adult should be getting the maximum amount of money this government can afford in one go. Oh, they're awful.
That's the way it's affecting people, and he's right, he's on heating oil as well. What are they going to do for... It hasn't been mentioned. Actually, has it been mentioned anywhere about heating oil? The only thing I know about heating oil is in the UK, Northern Ireland. The SDLP have suggested along with the other measures they've implemented and, you know, capped the prices and giving people money on top of it. They're really looking after the people. I'm sorry to have to say this. It's quite shameful. They're looking after their people, even, 100 miles away from us, across the border. And they're now, the SDLP are saying they're going to give 1,000 litres, a voucher for 1,000 litres of heating oil for people to get them through the winter. There's a man hasn't got the money for his heating oil. So Patrick hadn't got the money for his heating oil. What are they going to do? Freeze? Are we just taking it for granted that everybody heats their home with electricity and gas? There's a huge proportion of the population that use oil. And nothing has been said. Nothing has been done for them.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.